Thou art perfect, then. Our ship has touched upon the deserts of Bohemia.
Aye, my lord. And fear we have landed in ill time. The skies look grimly and threaten present blusters. In my conscience, the Evans with that we have in hand are angry and frown upon us.
Their sacred wills be done. Go, get aboard, and look to thy bark. I'll not be long before I call upon thee.
Make your best haste, and go not too far the land. 'Tis like to be loud weather. Besides, this place is famous for the creatures of prey that keep upon it.
Go thou away, I'll follow instantly.
I have it hard to be so rid of the business.
Come, poor babe. I have heard, but not believed, the spirits of the dead may walk again. If such thing be, thy mother appeared to me last night, for ne'er was dream so like a waking. To me comes a creature, sometimes her head on one side, some another. I never saw a vessel of like sorrow, so filled and so becoming. In pure white robes, like very sanctity, she did approach my cabin where I lay. Thrice bowed before me, and, gasping to begin some speech, her eyes became two spouts. The fury spent, anon did this break from her. Good Antigonus, since fate against thy better disposition hath made thy person for the thrower out of my poor babe, according to thine oath, places remote enough are in Bohemia. There weep and leave it crying.